B-Pod Studios.
It's Friday.
It's a Friday night. And what's your favorite Friday song?
All right.
Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
You know what song I like? And Lone Star has done a really good job making it disappear. But they came out with a song called TGIF.
Mm.
And they've taken it off where you can't purchase it anymore. They're so ashamed of it.
No, really?
Yeah. Like, you have to find some bootleg. Someone recorded it on YouTube.
Is that a remake? Did they cover that?
I don't know. I don't know if they covered it. I just know that Lone Star hated the record so much that they're trying to get rid of it. And it's a good song. TGIF. You know what that means.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
NSYNC had a Friday song, too, about getting paid.
Friday night. Just got paid.
Yeah.
That's not NSYNC, though.
It's not?
I think that might be Tony.
No, NSYNC covered it then.
You guys are speaking a foreign language to me.
Well, I don't know.
This
Tony,
is music
Tony.
from the 90s people and the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, NSYNC covered it.
Oh, they did?
How about that?
Just Got Paid?
Just Got Paid.
Yes.
Yep.
Never even heard of it.
Just Got Paid Friday night. He's going to go blow his money. What's the other one where they blow the money?
I'm going to try to play it for you.
What's that one called where, isn't it, it's Pitbull.
It's a Pitbull record?
Yeah, Pitbull's talking about how he should pay his bills, but he's going to go blow it at the club.
I don't know this.
Yeah, it's like, can't pay your rent.
It's I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off.
I still can't pay it, though.
What is it?
I just can't get enough.
Is it Can't Stop the Party?
It's Give Me Everything.
Give Me Everything. That's it. Yep. Yep. That's it.
There you go.
That was a good
right.
Song.
Picture that
one.
Yeah.
No, this isn't it.
That's not it. Yeah,
that's
it
not
is.
The one. That's not the one.
It's talking about didn't have the.
Then it's just. People are screaming at
it
their
is
podcast
give me
right
everything.
Now.
It is Give Me Everything. I knew my room was going to be late a week ago.
Yeah, that's how the song starts, though.
Is it
flat? That's what it was.
Yeah.
I worked my ass off.
I still can't pay it, though.
But that was a good song.
He's blowing his money at the club, yo.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want the time of my life.
I'm just saying, I'm going to see J-Lo in 2 weeks in Miami, and I'm really, 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 really hoping Pitbull comes out on stage.
Remember when I went down to Miami to go see Enrique and Pitbull perform, and they rescheduled it due to the hurricane,
yeah.
And I didn't know?
Oh, somebody's at the door.
Roy rolling up to American Airlines Arena going, yeah. Where is everyone?
It's so strange. We passed a billboard. And it had like a different date for the concert. And I was like, oh, we're probably doing two shows. They're big performers down here.
Yeah, that's not the first time you messed up with a concert. You also screwed up Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Like, don't even talk to Sterling about it, bad.
Wait, for real?
Aren't you guys going?
That was before you joined us.
Yeah, so.
To make up for it?
So at one point, yes, Loren. At one point, I booked Lollapalooza tickets. I got press to go cover it. Uh-huh. So I was going to be home for the station to cover it. And I booked our hotel and our airfare on two separate weekends. So
Jesus
when
Roy.
I was there, so even
Jesus
if I got
Roy.
There, even if I got there, we wouldn't have a hotel.
How do you still have a boyfriend?
I don't know. He was so mad because he actually he had
Roy
to buy his
good
ticket.
At something.
Oh, I'd be mad too.
Oh, I'm good at something. I can assure that. So yeah, the whole travel plans was messed up, and none of it was refundable. So we had to just scrap the trip. He had to sell his tickets. It was bad. But
and
this
you
year,
just met.
Yeah, well, it does. 2016, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We just started dating. And so this year we are going, and I have triple checked the date. I've had his best friend check my reservation to make sure
good.
I got the right date because she lives in Chicago. We're good this year.
Good, good. I want to just go back to one thing because something is so interesting, Loren. I feel like your love for J-Lo has blown up in the last couple weeks.
No, I'd say in the last 2 years, it's really gotten like.
But I feel like on the air,
unhealthy.
You obsess over her more than
yeah,
before.
Yeah, because everybody should. She's Jennifer Lopez.
But she's been around forever. She's Jenny from the block.
I know,
that's
but she's like
obsession.
Wine. She gets better with age.
Really, and that's the thing, I think. I think I have, such a woman crush on her because at her age, she's defying, every aging everything that there is for women to do. Like, she's had two kids. She looks amazing. She's sexy as hell. She's, like, still dancing on stage.
She's
like,
getting remarried.
She's 20 years old. She's marrying A-Rod.
And like, a blended family.
Yeah.
J-Lo or Cher?
Oh, J-Lo.
J-Lo or...
I don't know that you could say anybody for me
Cindy
other
Crawford.
Than... I love Cindy, too, but I'm still going to say J-Lo.
J-Lo or Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, J-Lo.
J-Lo or Channing Tatum?
J-Lo.
Well, J-Lo or...
Is this who you'd have sex with?
I don't know.
Just who you love more, I think.
J-Lo or Clooney, because Clooney also is older, and he's aging like a fine wine.
You guys are
hitting
the wrong person here. Now, if I really had to go J-Lo or this person, it would be like J-Lo or Chris Hemsworth. I don't know. I just don't know. But
Meryl Streep. She looks great for her age.
I think yes, so. Yeah,
she does. She's so much older than J-Lo, though.
Okay.
But J-Lo for me, like back in the day, I've interviewed J-Lo like multiple times in person, and I don't think I loved her as much then as I do now. I just appreciate everything that she is now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious why you have like a renewed love for her, and it's because she's also in a movie coming out.
Yeah. She's in the new movie coming out called Hustlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she doing a residency?
No, she's not. She's doing her 50th birthday It's My Party tour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm
not
Which
coming
is
to
what
Charlotte.
I'm going to.
No, you have to go to Miami.
Yes.
Today on the show, we talked to one of our interns who, this story for me personally, was just something that had so many different angles to it because you can look at it from so many different ways. From his standpoint, from the cop standpoint, from an onlooker standpoint. Roy, remind everyone what happened this morning if they didn't hear it.
So our good old intern, Preston, evidently it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and he was really tired. And he decided he was too tired to drive. So he pulled over at a gas station and fell asleep there. He woke up to the cops pounding on his window. And they were trying to interview him to figure out why in the world is he sleeping at a freaking gas station.
Drunk, on drugs, whatever it may be.
All possible things.
It's all 100% possible.
I've seen live PD. That's typically the go-to. And they then find a bottle of prescription pills in the car, which he just carries with him at all times because it's his prescription pills. And so they searched him, searched the car, and they ended up having to let him go.
Well, they made him leave the car.
But call someone.
But he had to call his dad to come pick him up because he was so tired they wouldn't let him drive. They found out that he wasn't intoxicated.
But you can still be arrested for driving impaired. Impaired on sleeping.
Impaired on sleeping, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's still a thing.
Yeah, you know, after we had him out of the studio, I looked it up, and they said that having the equivalent of, like, 4 drinks is the same to being driving with, like, less than 12 hours of sleep or something.
Well, hopefully.
I think it's 8. But
Hopefully less than 8.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think anybody gets 12 hours of sleep.
I don't think anyone gets 12 hours.
Especially if you have kids. You're definitely not sleeping 12 hours.
But Preston, when he talks, our intern, he also kind of has a lisp that makes him sound like he is somewhat intoxicated. He almost, his lisp is slurry. So we challenge you, if you didn't hear it, to go listen to the MRL Show podcast, which is where you listen to the Rap Party, same platform, wherever you get it. You can hear the full show and go to about the 7 a.m. hour, and you can hear Preston's story, which, you know, like we said, from the cop standpoint, he was like, he felt like he was being harassed by the cops. But it's like, dude, you're the only one that knows that you're not on drugs.
Right. Yeah. It just looks bad. And you have to defend yourself at that point and tell, like, explain to them why you're doing what you're doing.
And I guess he did. He didn't end up in jail.
Right.
The only thing I can think of, too, that was funny was whether or not he was fell asleep, like, at the pump with the hose still in the car.
Oh, that's bad. I think he'd be in jail if he did that.
You think?
Yeah.
Well,
that ain't good.
Think about how many times you watch live PD or cops and you see, you're like, oh, this guy's definitely hammered. And then all of a sudden he turns around and walks away because he's not and the cops are wrong. It doesn't happen very often.
But did you see the guy that was trolling live PD?
No.
So he purposely knew that, because you know the city that films live PD.
Yeah. And there's one in South Carolina.
It's legitimately, yeah. It's legitimately live. You know the night that they do it. So this is what this guy did. He like spray painted 420 on his back windshield. He's wearing, you remember Reno 911, the gay guy with the short shorts?
Yeah, his name.
Not the officer, but the actual bad guy.
Yeah.
He worked at the taco stand.
Yep.
But he was wearing short shorts. Name. Like
Terry.
He looked just like Terry. Daisy Duke's crop top. And he's in the car. And he has a bunch of mannequins with celebrities' faces taped onto them. Yeah, he's driving around. And so the police department pulls him over because evidently he was driving with no headlights on. Because that's going
to
get a cop's attention.
And he's just doing this to get pulled over.
He's wearing a hat with his YouTube handle on it. So he's trying to get hits. He's wearing a shirt
with his...
Did
he get pulled over?
He got pulled over and he got arrested.
Oh, really? For
yeah.
What did they arrest him for?
Because he was... Because, I mean, listen, if you're pulling some guy over, he's saying, I'm talking to my friends and they're mannequins with...
It's not a crime.
It was, well, and he's driving with no headlights on. He's impaired of something.
That's why you get pulled over.
Yeah, driving. He's like, yeah. I'm not letting this guy get back in the vehicle. He's talking to no one, and he's driving no headlights. So he went to jail. And now they ended up not prosecuting him. They just let him go later.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. It was so funny on Live PD. You got to go back and YouTube it.
Because that's funny.
The cop has the what the fuck is going on face.
Oof.
It is so good. It's so good.
Yeah, the only time I ever got pulled over and thrown in the joint was when I was drunk on the lake in Arkansas. And apparently you can't hang on the buoy.
Apparently.
So I was hanging off the buoy. Like I was like riding the buoy.
How did you get there? You just swam out?
We were docked. We docked our boat and we were near it. So I swam to the buoy and I was like holding on to it.
And aren't buoys nasty?
Baba buoying. What?
Isn't buoys nasty?
I don't remember, but I remember just hanging on to it. Next thing you know, you're like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh.
And the guy was like, it's a not a felony, but I guess it's illegal to hang on to the buoy. And he's like, who's driving the boat? And I wasn't driving it, but he got me for public intox. And so I had to go sit in the clink for 2 hours.
He took you in?
He did. In Arkansas, yeah. So
one of my friends got drunk and like wanted to walk. Like she just left the barn randomly, like walked home with her friend. And she wanted to take photos on the train tracks. So they're like drunk having this photo shoot on the train tracks. And like I think there was no train coming or anything, but the police came by and they got him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
It's illegal to be on the train tracks.
Yeah, and they can
really? I mean as a kid I always played on the train tracks.
Did he get a ticket?
I had to like go to court over it.
I did a photo shoot up here on the light rail one time and I got trolled so bad on social media about how dangerous it was and I was like, I'm not intoxicated. I can see if the bar comes down or if there's something coming.
I've actually driven around that bar before, by the way. Because it was just sitting there and I guess the train had an incident and stopped the stop ahead. But mine wasn't going, and so I was like, screw it. If the train's not moving, I'm going. I waited there like 10 minutes, and I broke the wall.
I've done that walking, not like in the car. Yeah. But if the light rail thing has gone down, I'll be like, I'm just going to I can beat it. So I'll walk across.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. And by the way, the announcements here at the like light rail stops, they'll tell you, like, if you're on the track, because we did a photo shoot for the radio station there, too. And remember, they were like, do not stand on the track.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't more like, hey, you idiots, get off the track. But
it's professional.
Since we're talking about that, I'll just leave you with one of my favorite stories. I know you guys have heard it 1,000 times, but maybe somebody who's listening to the Rap Party podcast hadn't heard it. I was a ball boy at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. And to get to the U.S. Open tournament, you had to park in designated parking areas. And one of the up in New York City, Roy, the parks commission are cops. They're park police, they're called. It's not NYPD. It's like their own unit.
Okay.
The park police. And so they were driving around in their vehicle on the loudspeaker going, do not park your car on the grass. If you park your car. Now, the guy's got a really New York accent, so it's more like, do not park your car on the grass. If you park your car on the grass, you're going to get towed or a ticket. Don't park your car on the grass over and over again. So me and my buddy park in the right spot. We're walking and you hear, don't park on the grass. If you park on the lady, what the fuck did I just say? True story is when me and my buddy turn around, and we look and there's some woman had pulled right in front of the car. He goes, and he doesn't get off of it. He goes, yeah, back it up. Get it off the grass. You want to get towed? You're going to get towed. Just in the middle of it. So
that's awesome.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, it's time to go do the weekend stuff and have a good time.
We're getting inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame.
Music Video.
Video Hall of Fame. Next, we're coming for you, Music Hall of Fame.
We're coming for you, VMAs.
So the next time you hear us live Monday morning, we're going to be Hall of Famers. And believe me, we're going to be all in on it.
All right, we'll see you next week. Weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.